May I speak in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Don't worry, be happy. Famous lines from a famous song. I always thought it was Bob Marley's, but I've been told there's also another version, an older version from the 80s, so who knew? I didn't. But don't worry, be happy. And when you listen to the reading that we've just heard from Matthew, at first glance, it fits in with that sentiment. Don't worry. God's in control. God's got it all sorted. Just be happy. And yet, don't worry, be happy isn't really doing it for the world, is it? It doesn't kind of tick the box. There's a couple of stats from 2019. 74% of UK adults have felt so stressed at some point over the last year that they felt overwhelmed and unable to cope. 32% of adults said that they've experienced suicidal feelings as a result of stress. 16% of adults said that they have self-harmed as a result of stress. Don't worry, be happy. It's just not working. We need more than that. I was looking at the news headlines yesterday again, looking at the world, and there was two main headlines that dominated all the papers. Coronavirus death confirmed in Europe and could kill 400,000 Brits. Not Europeans, Brits. You can tell what kind of paper it was. Hundreds of flights are cancelled as 70-mile-per-hour storm Dennis is classified as a bomb cyclone. Not just a cyclone, not just a storm, but a bomb cyclone. And it's one of the strongest ever. We are continually surrounded by exaggerated news to create fear, because fear sells papers. Fear gets you to click on the internet. We're bombarded by perfect bodies and airbrushed people that tell us that we're not good enough, that we don't live up to the lifestyles of the rich and the famous, that we're not the best parents because we're not buying the latest things for our children. We're bombarded with images of fires in Australia, plastic pollution, storms, and the end of the world. More locally, in Harrogate, we're worried about knife crime on the increase, or the cross-county drug lines situation that's increasing in Harrogate. And the list goes on and on. And there is no wonder that some mornings I wake up with that knot in my stomach about what's going on in the world. I'm worried. We are bombarded by worrying situations. And for most people, including myself, it's depressing to read the news. It's depressing to look out there and see what's going on. We need more than don't worry, just be happy. We need more than that. And it's funny because when you look at the reading and you actually study the reading, you see Jesus saying how useless it is to worry. That has it's no point. You're not going to get any taller by worrying. You're not going to extend your life by worrying. We all know, actually, worrying and stress will shorten your life. And he says we need to look towards the kingdom. And again, if you only look at that little part, you might be forgiven for believing, if I was just a better Christian, I wouldn't worry. If I just had a bit more faith, I wouldn't worry. I wouldn't stress about this. If I was a better person in God, I'd trust God more, and I wouldn't stress out about all these things. Well, let me tell you here and now, to worry is to be human. We can't help worrying. And I'll tell you one more thing. Jesus worried. And if Jesus is allowed to worry, then we're allowed to worry. It's okay. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he sweated blood. Now, he didn't sweat blood because he was happy. He was worried about what he was going to face, about the future that was in store for him, about going up to the cross. He was worried. To worry is to be human. But the thing that we need, more than just being happy and not to worry, the thing we do need is faith and hope. Faith and hope in the power of God. It doesn't stop us worrying. We will always worry. Jesus worried. But it helps us deal with that worry. It helps us do something useful with that worry. Do we put our heads in the sand, ignore the issue, and just hope it all goes away? Do we let the worry consume our every waking moment and become crippled by it? Do we think so little of God that he can't, or worse, he won't help us in those times? Or do we follow Jesus' example and let God use that worry to focus us? Jesus says, Lord, take this cup away from me. I'm scared. I don't want to do this. I am worried about what's going to happen. Take this cup away from me. But your will, not mine. Even though I'm worried, I'll follow what you tell me to do, God. Or for our own lives, you could be worried about the state of the world that my children are growing into, this world that seems to be on the cliff edge or even over, if you believe some papers. Do I hide away from it and ignore it? Or do I do what God says, which is love creation, speak to the powers, speak truth to power, live a life that will help and change the world? When we seek God's help with our worries, he will answer us because he loves us, each and every one of us. He loves us more than the birds in the air. He loves us more than the flowers in the field. He will answer us. Sometimes the answer is common sense, because God gave us common sense to use for a reason. If you're worried about your health, seek a doctor. Speak to somebody. If you're in financial difficulties, speak to an organization that can help you deal with that. Whatever the worry and whatever the situation, when we offer it to God, he is there with you, helping you face it. Now, I'm sure there's many people here sat there going, Chris, sounds all well and good, but it's a bit easier said than done, isn't it? And I completely agree. It is easier said than done. Playing golf is easy. All you do is hit a ball into a hole. Easy. You try it. It's not. It really isn't. I'm not saying that this is easy. I'm saying it's important that we trust God and keep trying to let him do the heavy lifting with our worries. God knows that we struggle. God knows that we let our worries consume us. God sits at our side as we struggle. He sits there as we hide our worries from our friends and our loved ones because we don't want to burden them. It's not their problem, it's my problem. I've got to deal with it. He weeps at our side when we are broken down alone at home. He's weeping with us. And he holds us when we feel like we're drowning in worry. God is there waiting and wanting to help. But we have to be brave and ask. We need to pray and lift those worries to God. But then we have to follow through in what he tells us to do. And that's the hard part. This could be speak to a friend, book an appointment, change your life in some way. Not easy, but important and necessary. Just as Jesus had to do. Lord, take this cup away from me. I'm worried, but your will, not mine. And what does God say? I'm sorry, son, you need to drink that cup. You need to go to the cross. You need to follow this through. And Jesus could have run away and hid, but he didn't. And because he didn't, he saved each and every one of us because God loves us. Being a Christian does not mean we get a free pass at life. Jesus died on the cross. The disciples were mainly martyred and killed. But God is at our side when we face those difficulties. So what I want to say today is, as we leave, whatever the worries are in life, whatever is consuming you, whatever the big issue is, have faith, have hope in a God that is all-powerful and a God that loves each and every one of you. Be brave and remember to follow what God tells you to do, even if it's really hard. Amen.